Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
All week we've been asking the question, which day did Jesus die? Was it Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday? We are going to look at the biblical evidence now that proves that Jesus Christ did in fact die on Friday, as tradition holds. You end up seeing in Matthew 26:17 that the disciples are going to ask where they are going to go to prepare to have the Passover for the first day of unleavened bread. That means that the day that Jesus Christ went on trial was the first day of the unleavened bread. There's actually a whole week of this. And the Jews bring Pilate to the house, and they do not want to enter in this is in John 18:28. They don't want to defile themselves, make themselves unclean so that they could partake of the second day of the Passover. They want to eat of the Passover. So what we end up seeing is that the first day of Passover is the day that he is brought on trial. He is then brought to the house of the Romans. And then you see that when he is crucified, that very day that he's brought to Pilate's house, it is said that he was taken down from the cross in John 19:31 because it was the day of preparation. And that day of preparation, what meant they had to be taken down from the cross because the next day was the Sabbath. This is different than the Passover Sabbath. This is Saturday the Sabbath, and that's why there's a day of preparation. So what you end up seeing is that if Jesus Christ was on the cross on Saturday, the only possibility is that he died on Friday.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.